I would say our players clearly understand the importance of the off-season program. You know, everything is tailored, starting number one with their improvement being the focus of the first 5 weeks in the weight room. I definitely feel we hit that target. I thought our participation was excellent, especially with the landscape of what's going on around the National Football League. You know, the second phase of it after a week off was to work on individual improvement. And, you know, once again, I was very pleased with the numbers that we've had, you know, in the last finishing our fourth week into that particular part of our off-season program. So there's been a lot of one-on-one attention given to our players. Now we have the opportunity of the rookies here, you know, all the way through the OTAs. So this is an opportunity for our football team to improve, get on the same page, learn the adjustments and the new concepts or the adjustments to the concepts that we're going to take into the 2010 season. So, yes, it's important anytime you have an opportunity to get together as a football team. I mean, just learning. I'm sure the film will reflect what I thought I saw today out on the field. I thought yesterday for the first time, you know, the offense and the defense and special teams practiced together. I thought it was a very good practice. Just my recollection to past years. You know, part of that is, you know, our veterans have been here since March 15th. The rookies had an opportunity to go through the first installation during the rookie orientation at camp, so they had carryover to yesterday's practice, but really from today all the way through the OTAs, it'll be brand new every day for the rookies, and it looked like, you know, it hit some of them pretty hard today with some of the mental errors that we had. So tomorrow's practice will be tailored more towards the younger players and particularly our rookies, and it will be a review of our first two installations, and that's why we do it the way we do it, and it'll give those guys a chance to get caught up.
Is that the toughest part about folding the new guys into the veterans, is just trying to get them up to speed and getting them to be smart football players?
I think that's a challenge every football team has, you know, on all levels. Anytime you have a new group of players that are integrated into your program, there's going to be change. I get a chuckle every time I'm at the combine or you're talking to a player that's joining your program, and you know, you run the West Coast offense. Yes, you know, we run a form of the West Coast offense. So, you know, I ran that in college, and I go, okay, well, then you'll be fine. So it doesn't work that way. Everybody does a little different, and that's why, you know, it's important for everybody to get here and get on the same page. And, you know, practice tempo is different some places than others. The way you practice and, you know, just the way you do things from a fundamental standpoint is probably the biggest adjustment if you're asking a player to do something fundamentally different than he's done in the past. So that's why these OTA practices are very important.
I don't know if you're ready, but have you seen anything from Brian Bulaga that indicates whether he can or can't play last back?
Well, Brian Bulaga won't play tackle in this league. I don't have any question about that. If we had any question about that, he probably wouldn't be here in Green Bay. I don't see any limitations for Brian to fulfill his, you know, his role here, whether it's, you know, left tackle, right tackle, or, you know, wherever he may end up.
How have the importance of these OTAs changed over the years, or perhaps before there wasn't the same participation 5, 7, 8 years ago. It was just a couple of mini camps, and that's it.
Well, frankly, I don't really know how to answer that question, because the format that we use here in Green Bay during my tenure has been the format that I've been accustomed to since 1993. Mm-hmm. When I was with Marty Schottenheimer from 1993 to 1998, you know, pretty much the whole team was there, March, April, May, and June. So Green Bay in 99 was different, that was not the case in 99. And then when I went to New Orleans, the whole football team was there during the spring. So that's why, you know, I felt it was important when I returned here that program was in place, because it's an opportunity for your players to individually improve. It's an opportunity for the coaches and players to get on the same page. And then more importantly, you're able to maximize those OTA practices. When you come together, you're not trying to catch up this guy and put this guy on the same page. So that's really all that I know, and that's the way we'll always go about it.
Mike, is the week on, week off thing new this year at all?
We've added an extra week of them being off. Now, our numbers come out the same based on what we did, you know, in the early parts, but Really, it really stemmed from the strength conditioning. We felt like we had a very high number of our players that fell into a category of overtraining. So we looked at the things we were doing in the weight room. We looked very closely at once the players were intermixing their activities and drills in the weight room to what we do on the field once the coaches get involved. And then, you know, the third part is now, you know, how the weight room was integrated into the OTA practices. And we felt, frankly, that we were stressing our players out. So that's why we made the adjustment where we went 5 weeks purely in the weight room and then 4 weeks more of an individual emphasis and also with the weight room work and with another week off. And then we'll finish with another 4 weeks that'll be truly focused on the OTA atmosphere.
Mike, Ryan Pickett lined up defensive end, I think, almost exclusively. Can you talk about the thinking, what you guys trying to get done?
Yeah, I mean, Ryan's a, you know, he's a true pro. I mean, he's played the nose, the three technique, and, you know, he's played some man, and, you know, the four technique's a little different for him than the five technique. So I think it just shows his flexibility. And, you know, we're just, once again, in year two of our defense, just like the other two phases, we've had a chance to go back, you know, evaluate the schemes and concepts that we used last year, how we can better utilize our players, you know, moving some players around to give us some flexibility to make sure we have, you know, those options throughout the course of a 16-game season. And that's definitely one of them, what trying to get Ryan, you know, get Ryan more on the field. So I think it just says a lot about him as a, you know, as a person and his flexibility as a player. Because, I mean, I think, you know, with Ryan being down there in the trenches, I think sometimes people lose sight. I mean, he has exceptional foot quickness, and he definitely has the ability to get out there and play a five technique.
Mike, on that defensive line, as you do your projections for the season, obviously very early, is Justin Harrell in your plans? Does he have to prove he's healthy enough to be in your plans? How do you gauge his situation?
Justin Harrell just is definitely in our plans. I mean, Justin has gone through a number of, you know, medical hurdles that he's had to clear, and you know, that will be no different as he goes through these OTAs, and, you know, hopefully he stays healthy through that, and he gets into training camp. That'll be another hurdle, and that's really the one I'm sure Justin's looking forward to, and we all are, because you never really know with the lower back, particularly with a defensive lineman, until he gets into the trench work and you get into the padded practices. So yeah, he's very much in our plans, no question.
Morgan Burnett, the safety, the rookie. How's he looking as far as getting a grasp of the defense? And you like what you see early on him?
Yeah, he's done a very good job. Number one in the meetings, you know, communicating. You know, Dom Capers, the way he runs the defense and the method of communication as far as how our meetings are organized, and that's the first step, and you know, the ability to carry it over to the playing field. You know, we've seen him in a rookie orientation and now two practices. So I think he's off to a good start there. But there's no question you like the size and the athletic ability that he possesses. And I think that's pretty clear cut to everybody when just watching him move around the last 2 days.
Mike, where do you see B.J. Raji? Do you see him more at nose tackle or at defensive end this year?
Well, I think B.J. is clearly more of a natural nose guard. I mean, just look at his body type and his dimensions. But, you know, I think he's a lot like Ryan. I mean, you're talking about two very big men that have natural pad level because of their stature, but have exceptional foot quickness. So just once again, just to have the flexibility of having players that can play more in one position, you know, that's what we're looking at. And you can't really get away from the fact that, you know, how much time are you really going to be in base defense? You know, it's, you know, more and more each year, you know, these offenses are challenge you with the vertical passing game and subgroups and so forth. So, you know, having the opportunity to have players play more in one position is a big part of our success on defense.
Mike, Peter King came out, and you might not put too much emphasis on this. He also picked the Bears to go to the Super Bowl last year. Well, he said that you guys were the number one team going into the NFL season. Did you hear about that, and what's your thoughts on that?
No, I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean, in May, we fully plan and prepare and emphasize everything that we do, you know, as our path to get to the Super Bowl, which I'm sure is like any other team. So if Peter thinks that high of us, you know, that's great. But, you know, there won't be any games that are going to be won this week. So it's irrelevant. But that's – it's nice when people say nice things about you, I guess.
It's good to be on the radar, right?
It's good to be on the radar.